Well, good morning. It is March 19th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to continue pressing on through Exodus chapter 30, John chapter 9, Proverbs 6, and Galatians chapter 5. Almost done with Galatians already. Got one more chapter. So, Exodus chapter 30 today, on this rainy day where I am at today. Exodus chapter 30. And thou shalt make an altar to burn incense upon of shittim wood, shalt thou make it. And a cubit shall be the length thereof, and a cubit the breadth thereof, four square shall it be, and two cubits shall be the height thereof, the horn shall therefore be of the same. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, the top thereof, and the sides thereof round about, and the horns thereof, and thou shalt make unto it a crown of gold round about. And two golden rings shalt thou make to it under the crown of it by the two corners thereof. Upon the two sides of it shalt thou make it, and they shall be for places for the staves to bear it withal. And thou shalt make the staves of shittim wood and overlay them with gold, and thou shalt put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony where I will meet with thee. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning when he dresseth the lamps, he shall burn incense upon it. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at even, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. And ye shall offer no strange incense thereon, no burnt sacrifice, nor meat offering, neither shall ye pour drink offering thereon. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonements. One in the year shall he make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It is most holy unto the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, when thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after the number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord when thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them when thou numberest them. And this they shall give every one that passeth among them that are numbered half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. Shekel is 20 gerah, and half shekel shall be off an offering of the Lord. Every one that passeth among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering unto the Lord. And the rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel when they give an offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for your souls. And thou shalt take the atonement money of the children of Israel and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord to make an atonement for your souls. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, thou shalt also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass, to wash withal. And thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and thou shalt put water therein. And Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet therein. When they go out into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water, that they die not, or when they come near to the altar to minister to burn offering by fire unto the Lord. And so shall they wash their hands and their feet, that they die not, and it shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his seed throughout their generation. Moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take thou also unto the principal spices of myrrh, 500 shekels of sweet cinnamon, half of so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil, olive oil of hin, and thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound, after the art of apocrisy. It also shall be a holy anointing oil. And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony, and the table, and all the vessels, and the candlestick, and his vessels, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offerings, with all his vessels, and the laver and his foot. And thou shalt sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatsoever toucheth them shall be holy. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, this shall be a holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall ye make any other like it after the composition of it. It is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. And whosoever compoundeth any like it, or whosoever putteth any of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people. And the Lord said unto Moses, take unto thee sweet spices, sack, and onycha, and galbanon, these sweet spices with pure frankincense, of each shall there be a light weight. And thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apocrisy, tempered together pure and holy, and thou shalt beat some of it very small, and put it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will meet with thee, and it shall be unto you most holy. And as for the perfume which thou shalt make, ye shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be unto thee holy for the Lord. And whoever shall make like unto that to smell thereto shall even be cut off from his people. That was Exodus chapter 30. Let's move on over to the Gospel of John, chapter 9. Gospel of John, chapter 9 today. John 9. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. And as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, and he made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way thereof, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they that which before had seen him that he was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? And some said, This is he, and others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. And therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes opened? And he answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay, and anointed my eyes, and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam, and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, Where is he? And he said, I know not. And they brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind, and it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. And then, again, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. And he said unto them, He put clay upon my eyes, and I washed, and do see. And therefore, said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. And others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. And they say unto the blind man again, What sayest thou of him, that he that opened thine eyes? And he said, He's a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him, that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked him, saying, Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then doth he now see? And his parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means by now he seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age. Ask him. He shall speak for himself. And these words spake his parents, because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. And therefore said his parents, He is of age. Ask him. Then again called they the man that was blind, and said unto him, Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. And he answered and said, Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then said they again, What did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? And he answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. And wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? And then they reviled him and said, Thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciple. And we know that God spake unto Moses, as for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. And the man answered and said unto them, Why herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. And now we know that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. And since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? And if this man were not of God, he could do nothing. And they answered and said unto him, Thou wast altogether born in sin, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. And Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? And he answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, For judgment I come into the world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words, and said unto him, Are we blind also? And Jesus said unto them, If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, We see, and therefore your sin remaineth. That was John chapter 9. Let's move on over to the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs 6. Making sure I got the right thing here. Proverbs 6. My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth, thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come unto the hand of thy friend. Go, humble thyself, and make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways, and be wise. Which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? And yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, and so shall poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers. Forwardness is in his heart, and he deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord, and therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. My son, keep thy father's commandments, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee, and when thou sleepest, it shall keep thee, and when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light, and reproofs are instructions. Of instructions are the way of life. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman, lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire into his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? And so he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, and whosoever toucheth her, shall not be innocent. Men, do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry, but if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house, but whosoever committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding, and he that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away, for jealousy is the rage of a man, and therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. And that was the end of the chapter. That was Proverbs chapter 6. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Galatians. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians 5 today. Galatians 5, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you, and whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run so well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach uncircumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? And then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would that they were even cut off which trouble you. For, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. And this I say, then walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth after the Spirit, or against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another, so that ye would do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, rife, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such things there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Well, amen. That was our reading today for March 19th, 2022. Thanks to everybody who joined me today. Keep it up. We're making good progress in our Bible reading every day. Make sure that you like this video or you comment so that I can give you credit for that. But let's open our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much. Thank you for your word. Thank you so much, God, for the truths that are found in its pages. And God, I praise you so much for all that we learn. And Lord, especially in that last reading, that indeed it is by faith that we are saved. Not by a law, not by being a good person. Lord, it is by faith. It is by your grace, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. And I praise you, God, that you chose to open my eyes to that gospel. And Lord, for each one who knows you today, Lord, I know that they praise you in the same fashion. And so, Lord, may we live for you today. May we honor you, Lord, with our thoughts and our actions and our attitudes. And Lord, may we come together tomorrow as a church family on your day to be able to worship you, Lord, in this place. We love you, and we pray for your blessing upon our day. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good one, everybody. See you tomorrow, Lord willing.